Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As regional rail riders shared stories of crowded and delayed trains, SEPTA couldn't promise City Council that it would finish inspecting cars before the October 31st federal deadline. With more on our top story, KWW's Mike DiNardo.
Exasperated commuter Mitch Tannen talked of his frustrations while regional rail cars are pulled out of service for emergency inspections.
This is the kind of thing that just drives riders absolutely crazy. People are furious, never knowing if their train is going to come or not.
At a hearing by City Council's Transportation Committee Thursday, SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said the transit agency had completed federally ordered fire inspections of 52 of its 225 Silverliner 4 rail cars, and Sauer couldn't guarantee SEPTA would get them all done by the end of the month.
We are fully committed to making every effort, working around the clock, to meet that deadline. We realize that there is potential should some condition emerge that we may not.
One of those alternatives is to seek an extension from the Federal Railroad Administration. Sauer said it could take until the end of the year before a return to, quote, normal service. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.